Magic Kingdom. If you're looking for a slightly less crowded place to watch a parade, choose an area in Frontierland. Ride wait times fall dramatically a few minutes before the fireworks, up until a few minutes after the fireworks. If the Magic Kingdom is still open after the fireworks, then there will be a rush of traffic out from Main Street to the different parts of the park immediately after the fireworks. Don't try to go against this crowd. You might smell like gas after you ride the Tomorrowland Speedway. Taking the train is usually not as fast as walking to your destination. Tom Sawyer Island is far less fun on a crowded day. You end up following people through the paths in fairly packed lines. If you don't have fast passes, these rides have some entertainment while waiting in line. Peter Pan's Flight, Haunted Mansion, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, and Dumbo the Flying Elephant. Dumbo the Flying Elephant's wait gives parents a pager and kids the chance to play in a play area. Some rides are neat to do both day and night. Jungle Cruise, it's neat to see at dark, and you will likely have a different tour guide. And Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, it's neat to see at dark. Goofy's Barnstormer is a great entry-level thrill roller coaster for kids who are a step up from kiddie rides and a step away from Space Mountain. You might find shorter character greeting wait times during parades, fireworks, and when the park stays open late. The Barbershop Quartet is a lot of fun, but you might not likely happen to run into them. Make sure you check out the times they are scheduled to perform. You should schedule an appointment in advance for haircuts at the Harmony Barbershop. The train will be closed during parades. There's a slightly hidden pass that goes between Frontierland and Adventureland. When leaving the park from Frontierland, use the pass to get to Adventureland rather than walking through Liberty Square. When leaving the park from Adventureland, cut across in front of the Crystal Palace restaurant instead of following the sidewalk directly to Main Street. When leaving the park from Tomorrowland, cut by the Tomorrowland Terrace restaurant and over to the Plaza restaurant. When exiting the park through security, make sure you exit on the side of your transportation, on the right for the monorail and on the left for Disney Resort buses. Pirates of the Caribbean can be a little cold. Splash Mountain will get you wet and might leave you cold on a mild day. When crowds are big, there are some tight walking spots where people are trying to walk in both directions. These include In Tomorrowland by Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor and Fantasyland by It's a Small World. Visit Swiss Family Treehouse when there's no line so that you are not rushed to see it. You park a long way from the actual park. Once you park your car, you have to take either a ferry or a monorail from the parking lot to Magic Kingdom. For that matter, the parking lot is huge, and you might have to take a tram just to get to the ferries and monorail. It is smart to arrive before the posted opening time. First, it takes a while to actually get to the park. Second, they let guests in early to browse Main Street before they let guests into other areas of the park. In addition, Magic Kingdom has a special park opening show ceremony on Main Street every morning before the rest of the park opens. It's smart to arrive early, part two. The first 2 hours in Magic Kingdom can't be beaten in terms of weather, crowds, and your energy. You can see a lot with fairly low stress and quickly ride some rides that traditionally have long lines. There are all kinds of strategies about how to best use FastPass in Magic Kingdom. If you plan your FastPass attractions in advance and get to the park early to ride your non-FastPass rides, you will save yourself a lot of time waiting in line. Magic Kingdom is the park that is usually open the longest. Most of us aren't used to spending 15 hours running around a theme park in the hot sun, so it's a great idea to plan breaks. Taking 2 to 3 hours out of your day to rest at the hotel, let the kids swim, and change your clothes can do wonders for how you feel when you spend the rest of the late evening at the park. For more information about Magic Kingdom, visit the following book sections: attractions that might be too scary, good places to rest or take a nap, attractions where you can get some extra air conditioning, general tips for Disney World. Epcot. There is a second entrance to Epcot, the only Disney World theme park with two entrances. It is located in the World Showcase and accessible from the Boardwalk Resorts by ferry.